Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
By the way, that ski mask thing that you saw on TV.
What are they doing?
All right, so Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram are wearing ski masks after the Saint win. And they said that... Hi, Carl.
Hi, Carl. We're just discussing this. Carl?
I'm here, yes.
Yeah, okay. We're just talking about
did you see Kamara and Ingram after the game with the ski masks on?
Yeah.
What was that?
They said that they want to mask up like we were the original. That was the comment
that was
made.
Do I know what
and
that
I,
means?
Well, the issue is that Philadelphia's defenders had been spotted on the sidelines wearing a ski mask after big plays this season.
Oh, I see.
So
I get it.
I guess that's what it's related to.
Okay.
There was a story behind it. It wasn't just them wearing ski masks.
Yeah, okay.
After the game.
I feel better now.
Well, who was the... I think it was T.Y. Hilton was wearing the clown mask.
Yeah, I saw that.
So,
yeah.
Whatever motivates
you. Right.
That's the way I look at it. Whatever works, works, you know?
Yeah.
That was in the Texan game.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think he did it again.
Oh, did he do it before?
But it was all because of a comment that was made about T.Y. Hilton. So it all starts somewhere.
Right.
You never did anything like that, Carl?
No. No, it's a different game nowadays, though. They, I think the guy in the Texans game wore the ski mask because they called them clowns or something like that.
Yeah, that's why Hilton wore the clown outfit, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I think a few of these teams wore masks and didn't even show up.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start with the Chargers because you talk about not showing up, Carl. I mean, I'm not surprised they lost, but I thought at least you'd see a football game, you know?
You know, I picked them to win, and I've never picked against Bill Belichick, and I never will again.
Right, of course.
After that happened. But, you know, you thought, and I thought they were a tough-minded team. I thought that, and none of that showed up. I mean, absolutely nothing. The Patriots put that zero blitz coverage. In Rivers saw it the week before, you would have thought that if it came up again, they'd have a solution for it. They did exactly what the Ravens did to him a lot of the times, and he was just flustered from the beginning. They couldn't run the ball, and they could not stop a nosebleed. And the fact that they stayed in zone coverage against the Patriots and thought that Bosa and that crew was going to get to him, it just wasn't going to happen because you created too much space for – Tom Brady to get rid of the ball right away.
And that's what he did. I mean, James White had how many receptions in this game? How many times did he just dink and dunk him to death? But I thought the biggest thing was the Chargers couldn't score points. After that opening drive touchdown where Keenan Allen was wide open and Gilmore went inside instead of sticking with him, after that, the offense did absolutely nothing in this game.
Nothing.
Well, they couldn't stay on the field and the defense couldn't get off the field. But it was as if the Patriots had exactly what their mentality was going to be, and they established themselves. Gronkowski, you didn't know he played the game. He had one catch, but he was blocking a lot.
Yeah.
He was so crucial to their run game.
Yeah, he was. He really. And the other thing, too, is, and look, I understand how quick Brady gets rid of the ball and everything is this short, you know, everything is intermediate and short and all of that, but there was absolutely no pressure on him whatsoever. None.
It's hard to get pressure when the quarterback has so much, I mean, the ball's out of his hand quick, and his receivers were releasing right into areas.
So if you're going to
play a timing offense, the best way to disrupt that timing is to play press coverage. And for whatever reason, the Colts never decided to do that. So they were making tackles with 5 or 6 yard gains minimum. And you just can't play the Patriots that way because they have too many good plays that they can call to get 5 yards.
You know, when you look back to wild card weekend, because obviously all the winners lost this weekend, they all got there to divisional weekend and lost to the better team. But the team to me that was, in a way, most disappointing, because I thought they were the most impressive team wild card weekend, was Indianapolis. I mean, offensively, they didn't convert on They didn't convert on one third down in this game.
Yeah. I thought that was just amazing because, again, they went into Kansas City, and Kansas City had their way. You would have thought that the Colts had the worst defense in the league, and the Chiefs were a top 10 defense. I mean, there was nothing Andrew Luck could do to get their offense moving. And they just could not stop Mahomes, and we knew that. But then again, I was wrong because I went on Friday and said, if it's a shootout, I'm going to give Andrew Luck a chance because of the Chiefs' defense not being good all year. So they bucked the trend played good defense, and it was far from a shootout.
And they annihilated them. The first four possessions were all three and outs. They couldn't run the ball.
They get a first down after the two-minute warning in the first half.
Absolutely right, yeah.
Very surprising. And look, give the Chiefs defense a lot of credit because, I mean, the numbers don't lie. They were a mediocre at best defense
at
all season long.
All they had going for them was a pass rush.
Right.
And everything they had going for them in the wild card game because they shut down the Colts' run game.
Yeah. Marlon Mack couldn't do
anything. Yeah.
But they also were playing so far from ahead that the Colts had to abandon the run. They couldn't stick with the running game.
Here's the thing. In the first half, they could have still stuck with the run. I just think just to give them some balance. And and we can talk about Dallas in a minute, but I give Dallas credit knowing that, okay, we have to do something to try to get our pass game going. And they tried to stick with Dak. He had no success. I mean, with Zeke, he had no success. And Dak was just, he is what he is, but without balance, he's not going to win the game for you.
Well, he also, the Rams just ran the ball down their throats. I mean, the two guys, C.J. Anderson looked like Jerome Bettis. And Gurley both rushed for over 100 yards in this game. I mean, they just bludgeoned them with the running game, Carl.
Which, again, is surprising because of the Dallas Cowboy defense.
Yep.
Was so vaunted. And, again, I came on air and said, hey, look, this defense is going to give Jared Goff some things to think about. Their pass rushers didn't get a whiff. Their linebackers were getting knocked all over the field.
They were.
And they ended up, they were subbing out all three linebackers. They were taking putting Lee in the game.
Van Der Esch was out for long periods of time.
And then they take Jalen Smith out.
Yep.
And just trying to get anything going so that they could be more stout in the middle, because when the Cowboys are not running east to west and people are running right at them, that is when they're going to have their problems. And that's what happened.
And they could not get off the field. I mean, early drives by the Rams, they were long, they were sustained. And in the first couple, they only got field goals out of it, but they were running so many plays that had to wear down the Dallas defense early in this game.
It really did. And the thing about it, I was sitting watching the game with a friend, and I said, I guarantee you the Rams are not worried that they're kicking field goals right now, because the way this offensive line is playing, those are going to turn into seven. And I can assure you that the Cowboys defense, those weren't moral victories holding them to a field goal. They were just getting bludgeoned all the way down the field. And I said, it's a matter of time. Those are going to become 7 points because Dallas had no answers.
Yeah, they really didn't. With that said, they kind of hung in the game. And I thought that 23-15, when they stopped Zeke on that 4th-and-1, I thought that was the play, because then they went right down the field and scored the touchdown and made it 30-15 right after that. They actually hung in there for a while, the Cowboys, but you never really felt they were going to win the game. You know what I mean?
What they could do best, they didn't, and that's run the football and play
defense. Right, that's right.
So it was just a matter of time. When the other team was playing good defense and running the football, you just have no shot. But I thought, again, that they were tailor-made to get into kind of a slugfest with the Rams, but the Rams were the ones doing the punching, and they were taking every blow.
You hit on it, though, Joe. When they get it to a one-possession game, and then they actually get a stop, get off the field, and not being able to convert on a 4th-and-short with Zeke, that was the game.
Yep.
That was it right
totally
there. And then when they got the football back after the Rams scored a touchdown, C.J. Anderson, which is an unbelievable story. Guy was picked up three weeks ago.
He is amazing.
He was the second backup.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Ends up with 23 carries, well over. I mean, it was unbelievable. But I also thought when they got the football back with about 7 minutes to go, they were not playing with enough urgency. They were moving very, very slowly. Mm-hmm. It's a two-score game. You've got to not just score. You got to get in the end zone quickly. You got to get in there quickly. Now, it may not have mattered because they couldn't stop them. But.
Yeah, but it became one of those, okay, who do we put the ball in Dak's hands and say, let's go hurry up offense, or do we try to keep Zeke involved in the game so that Dak can have some rhythm in his hurry-up offense? And they just, when they go no huddle and they just want this kid to make every play, I don't know if that's how they're built. with this the way this offense is.
Yeah. Well, look, we're talking to Carl Banks, of course. All right, let's kind of look ahead to these games, Carl. Let's start with the AFC game. I mean, what about the Pats going into Kansas City here now on Sunday?
Listen, I'm done picking against the Pats.
Okay.
All I'm going to tell you
is
they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. They had a high-scoring game the last time they played. Now they're going into Arrowhead. It's going to be cold. It's going to be at night. It's the big stage, blah, 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 blah. I know this. And Bill likes to play, you know, the tendencies and the percentages. And if the Kansas City Chiefs had the worst defense in football, he's going to come up with a plan to make them live down to that ranking. He's not going to give them the opportunities that they had last week to really show how good they are. He's going to do some things that hurt them. He's going to look at last week's game. He's going to look at probably about their last six or eight games during the regular season. He's going to find a way to make them look like the 32nd ranked defense in football.
You know what was so impressive on Kansas City's side, and I didn't know what to expect from Patrick Mahomes because this is his first year starting in the National Football League. This is his first postseason game.
Right.
He showed such poise and just he looks so relaxed. I mean, he does play the game like he's a 10-year veteran. This is his first postseason game. There's a lot of pressure on the Chiefs. We all knew about their history losing at home and Andy Reid's history of not winning a championship and not going as far as maybe the expectations are. And I thought from the opening drive on, where they started off at like their own 10-yard line, they didn't exactly have great field position, he just methodically marched down the field, making the same kinds of plays he made during the regular season. The quarterback is incredibly impressive.
He is, because he's built for the big moment. And the reason I say that is when you look at how he plays the game, he's just playing a game. I don't think he's taking it as life or death every play. And he's, you know, with the way he throws the football, he improvises. He knows, you know, how to get the ball out of his hand and find guys. And he just goes out there, plays, executes, but he has fun doing it. It doesn't look like he's taking too much of the pressure, like, oh, this is a 3rd and 12. Oh, boy, I can't get sacked here. I got to do this. I got to do that. He just goes out, calls the play, and then goes and tries to make a play.
Yeah, and how many times did I mention this, too? 5 offside penalties against the Colts. I mean, how many times did they jump off sides in this game? I mean, you got to give Mahomes credit for that, too.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's got every trick in the bag. He's going to be fun to watch for a very, very long time. He's just a guy that looks like he's having fun out there. You never see him with that look of the weight of the world is on my shoulder on this single possession.
When the Eagles got the football back with 3 minutes to go, down by 6 after Will Lutz misses that long field goal, did you think we were going to be sitting here today talking about more Foles magic?
Well, I did, but no, I didn't. I thought that they would have a chance to win it, but I didn't think they'd pull it out in New Orleans. I just thought, you know, the home team there, Sean Payton, they would rise up on defense and figure out how to make a play.
Yeah. Well, it helped that Alshon Jeffries didn't catch the football.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate.
Right in the hands.
He's their most reliable receiver. I hope, you know, in today's fan base, there's going to be some group of people that are just going to absolutely annihilate him. But I hope that they understand that this guy is the reason why they, you know, got as far as they did this year. He's their most reliable receiver. He blew it. He took credit for it, said he missed it, and he did. But the thing is, I don't think Foles had one of his signature games either.
No.
He
had some plays, but
no.
He wasn't great.
But you know what, Carl?
Great.
That's similar to the Chicago game. I don't think he was great in the Chicago game either, but when he needed to make a play on fourth down, he made a play.
Yeah.
And they were in a position with 3 minutes to go down 6 where the same thing could have happened. Their offense did nothing after they went up 14-0. But if he led them down the field and got 7 on the board and there wasn't enough time left for Drew Brees, it wouldn't have mattered. It would have been very similar to the Chicago game.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I just, you know what? He is kind of a heart and soul player for their team, and it's going to be interesting to see going forward the decisions that they make. It's going to be hard. You know, I have these scenarios where an owner might step in and say, I want this guy here, but there's just too much money out in the market for him to stay there. Now, and whatever team gets him, they might want to manage expectations too. I mean, there was a certain chemistry in kinship with that offense and that coach and this quarterback. If he goes somewhere else and there's a heap of, okay, now you got to take us to the promised land, you might be disappointed.
Yeah.
No, you might be disappointed. I mean, they're in sync in Philadelphia, and they know, and they, you know, this guy loves his teammates. He loves his team, but he and the coach have a special relationship. He runs the plays the way the coach loves to have him run. I don't know if that's in a different system or even in a similar system with different players, if that's going to happen. But, you know, he's a good quarterback. He's going to make a lot of money, and God bless him. But I think Philadelphia will miss him if he goes.
How about this game Sunday now? How about the Rams going into New Orleans?
Wow, that's going to be a fun one. Again, they know each other well, too. It was a shootout.
Yep, 45-35.
The last time they played. I'm going to give it to the home team again. I think the home team in this one, the Dome, will be a place where the Saints will pull it through. I just think because they pull every trick out of the book, you're going to see some fake. You're going to see an unexpected play somewhere.
Right.
And they're going to find a way to make plays. Listen, the Rams got out quick, and then New Orleans got out just as fast. They got out the gate at the same time, and they never really spotted the Rams' two touchdowns like, you know, Dallas did. Like the Rams did Dallas. If they get out two scores or 10 points, then it could be a different story. But I think the Saints will get out fast also. And I think I'm going to give this edge to the home team.
Imagine that. Two 40-year-olds in the Super Bowl, so Drew Brees and Tom Brady.
So you're picking Saints-Patriots. Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Okay.
I am. I'm just not picking against the Patriots. The Rams and Saints, you guys can have whatever you want. I'm just picking the home team on that one. But I think Bill Belichick will figure it out. I'm done. I picked against him once in life, and I was so wrong.
I usually am with you, Carl. I'm usually with you. Never pick against the Patriots. The one difference is they have to go on the road, and they have not been that same dominant Patriot team when they've been away from Gillette Stadium.
The thing, that is so true. But did you listen to him after the game?
Oh,
did you hear Edelman? You guys need a bad guy. We'll be the bad guy.
Yep.
You know, so they've taken it all in. They've taken it in saying, oh, they think we suck. You heard Brady? Nobody thinks we can play. They think we suck. You know, he was over the hill on all the morning talk shows last week. You know, it's time. This is the dismantling of a dynasty. They took that personal. And they're like, and I'm sure the head coach is too.
Huh.
So they're going to figure it out. That's all I can say, you know, because when they start talking that, oh, you guys need a bad guy, we'll be the bad guy.
Yeah, Brady, they're the heel.
The whole world thinks we suck. We're no good. Well, you know what? They're going to figure it out, I think, just because they have that little extra motivation. You know, Tom Brady, they were saying he was no good. He went out there and had a pretty good game. So that's their motivation all the way to the Super Bowl.
God, I hope you're wrong.
Wow.
You're probably going to be right, but I hope you're wrong.
Yeah, let's hope.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, man.
See you, Carl.
Carl Banks, his report was brought to you by your Tri-State Kia dealer. Visit TriStateKiaDealers.com to discover Kia's full lineup of high-quality, stylish, and dependable vehicles by Foxwoods Resort Casino, the wonder of it all, and by York Install Confidence. We'll come back with your calls at 877-337-6666. We'll touch on that Ram-Cowboy game and the emergence of C.J. Anderson. Who thought he was going to be a big X factor going into that game?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.